Okay, so imagine this. You've got some like really juicy gossip, and you only want to tell your best friend. So you lean in, like whisper in their ear, making sure no one else can hear. That's kind of what companies and organizations are doing every single day. But instead of gossip, it's like super important stuff, customer data, financial records.
It's their livelihood, right?
Exactly. And instead of whispering, they're relying on this thing called the CIA triad, which honestly, kind of sounds like something out of a spy movie, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds very secretive. And you know what's funny is that a lot of people, when they hear that they think CIA, they immediately think of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Exactly. They're like, wait, are we talking about espionage? Are we talking about both like spies and stuff?
But in our world in cybersecurity, when we talk about the CIA triad, what we're really talking about is confidentiality, integrity, and availability of information.
Okay, so not actual spies, but still super important for keeping things safe.
Absolutely. And when we talk about this triad, confidentiality, integrity, availability, the three things together, they form the bedrock of what information security is all about.
So not just for like government agencies and top secret
Nope,
stuff.
this applies to everybody, right? Like we're all using this in our daily lives, whether we realize it or not.
Okay, I like it. So give me like the elevator pitch. What exactly is the CIA triad, and why should like the average person even care?
So the CIA triad confidentiality, integrity, and availability really boils down to keeping information safe and accessible to the right people at the right time.
So it's like the gold standard for protecting information, and it's everywhere.
Think about your online banking, using social media, or even just making sure your emails stay private. That's the CIA triad at work.
It's like the whole digital world is built on this idea, which I guess is why it's so important to understand, like, even just the basics of it.
Because then you, as the user, you then have control over your own security, over your own information.
Right, which feels super relevant these days with like all the data breaches and hacks we keep hearing about. So should we maybe take a closer look at each part of the triad then, like break it down a bit?
Yeah, let's unpack it.
All right, first up, confidentiality. Help me out here. What are we talking about when we say confidentiality in like the digital world?
So confidentiality, th think about maybe like a VIP party.
Ooh, I like where this is going. Exclusive. You got to be on the
You
list.
can't just walk in, right? You need to have that password. You need to maybe know what a secret handshake. You need to have some type of credentials to get in, right? That is kind of like what confidentiality is. It's making sure that only the people who are supposed to have access to the information can actually access that information.
So like all those security measures companies use, passwords, encryption, all that jazz.
And it's not just about technology either. It's about creating a culture where information is respected and people understand the importance of keeping things confidential.
Right. Like even just being careful who you share your passwords with or not leaving your laptop open in a coffee shop.
Those everyday actions are part of confidentiality too.
It's like that need to know idea, right? Like only certain people need access to certain things. Professor Messer actually gave a great example of this in one of the articles. He talked about how like the marketing team at a company would only have access to marketing presentations and data. They wouldn't be able to see, say, sensitive financial documents from the accounting department, even though they work for the same company. Simple but effective, right? Okay, so we've got confidentiality covered. All right, so we've got confidentiality down. But what about this integrity thing? It sounds kind of intense, but I feel like it's also easy to misunderstand, you know?
Integrity, it's like the guardian of trustworthiness in the digital world.
Okay, so not like moral integrity.
Not exactly, no. We're talking about data integrity here. Imagine you get a letter, a physical letter, and it looks like someone's messed with it along the way, like maybe opened it up and resealed it.
Ooh, shady. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
You'd immediately be like, wait a minute, can I even trust what's written in here anymore?
Totally. So in the digital world, integrity is about making sure that no one's tampered with information, right? Like preventing some kind of digital forgery.
You got it. Integrity is all about making sure that the information hasn't been altered or corrupted in any way, whether accidentally or intentionally.
So how do we even know if data has been like messed with?
That's where things like cryptographic hashing come in. It's a bit technical, but basically imagine it like a digital fingerprint for a piece of data. If even a single character in that data is changed, the fingerprint changes completely and we know something's up.
Oh, that's actually really clever. So it's like a tamper evidence seal, but for data.
Precisely. And it's used everywhere online. Digital signatures, secure website connections, they all rely on integrity mechanisms to guarantee that the information you're seeing is the real deal.
Which reminds me, that CIA Triad Protection to Organizations article you shared, it mentioned how companies use cryptography to protect data integrity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Cryptography is like a whole toolbox for protecting information, and a lot of those tools are specifically designed to ensure integrity.
It's like that encryption thing we talked about with confidentiality, but for making sure data hasn't been messed with instead of keeping it secret, right?
Exactly. It's all connected.
Okay, this is making a lot more sense now. So we've covered confidentiality, we've got integrity figured out. That brings us to the last piece of the puzzle, availability, right?
You got it. Availability is all about making sure that the information is actually accessible to the people who need it when they need it.
Which, let's be real, is super important. What good is all this secure, trustworthy data if you can't even get to it when you need it?
Exactly. Think about it like this. You've got all these important documents locked away in a safe. You've got the strongest lock, the most secure room, but what happens if you lose the key?
Or the mechanism breaks and you can't get the safe open.
Exactly. The information might be safe and sound inside, but it's useless if you can't access it. And it's the same thing with data. Availability ensures that systems are up and running, networks are stable, and authorized users can get what they need when they need it.
So it's like the unsung hero of the CIA triad. We don't always think about it, but without it, the whole thing falls apart.
Exactly. It's like that saying, the most secure information in the world is useless if you can't access it.
So true. Okay, so we've got these three pillars: confidentiality, integrity, availability. But how do they actually work together in the real world? I mean, it's got to be more than just setting a strong password every now and then, right?
You're absolutely right. It's so much more than just a password. Think of it like a three-legged stool: confidentiality, integrity, and availability. Each leg is essential for balance. Remove one, and the whole thing collapses. Let's go back to that online banking example. Banks rely heavily on the CIA triad to create a secure environment for your hard-earned cash.
Which makes sense. I definitely want my bank to take my financial information seriously. So how does the CIA triad actually play out when we're talking about online banking?
Well, let's say you log into your bank's app, right? Confidentiality is what ensures that only you, with your unique password and maybe that extra security code they send to your phone, can access your account details. It keeps those prying eyes out of your financial business.
Oh, okay.
Then you've got integrity, which is working behind the scenes to make sure that no one's messing with your transactions.
So, like, if someone tried to change the amount of money I'm transferring or who I'm sending it to, the system would know something's fishy.
Exactly. Integrity mechanisms would detect those changes and raise a red flag. It's all about making sure that the data, your account balance, the transactions you make, even the bank's own records haven't been tampered with.
Gotcha. And then availability is what guarantees I can actually see my account balance when I log in at, like, 2 a.m. to do some late night online shopping.
Exactly. Availability is about ensuring that the systems are up and running when you need them, whether it's 2 a.m. or prime time. It's why banks invest so much in their infrastructure. Those systems need to be reliable and accessible because even a short outage could be a major headache for everyone.
It's true. I remember this one time my bank's app was down for like an hour and I just about lost it. I couldn't remember my balance. I had to put off paying a bill. It was chaos. But this CIA triad thing, it's way bigger than just banks, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like healthcare, e-commerce, social media, they all rely on these principles to protect information.
Yeah, it's kind of everywhere when you start to think about it.
Exactly. And I think that's an important point. For our listeners, the question becomes, where else do you see the CIA triad at play?
I'm already thinking about, like, my favorite online clothing store. They've got my credit card info, my browsing history, all that juicy data. I definitely want them on top of this whole CIA triad thing.
Right.
But it sounds like for regular people like me, this is less about becoming, like, cybersecurity experts and more about just being aware of these things.
Right? Absolutely. It's about being informed. Understanding these principles, it helps you evaluate risks when you're online and ask the right questions.
Okay, like what? Give me an example.
So let's say you're about to buy something online, you get to the checkout, and you're ready to enter your credit card info. Ask yourself, is this website secure?
Oh, right. Look for that little padlock icon in the address bar.
Exactly. That padlock tells you the website is using encryption to protect your data. That's confidentiality at work.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the other stuff like integrity and availability? How do I know a website's handling that stuff right?
Well, for integrity, think about things like software updates.
Oh, those things I always ignore.
Yeah, well, they're actually super important. Those updates often include security patches that protect against vulnerabilities that could compromise data integrity. So next time you see that little notification, maybe don't click remind me later.
Noted. Okay, so updates for integrity. Got it.
And then for availability, it's about being aware of things like website downtime. If a site is constantly crashing or unavailable, it could be a sign that they're not prioritizing availability.
So maybe take your business elsewhere if that happens.
Something to consider.
Makes sense. So we've talked about how companies use the CIA triad, but what about us, the users? What can we actually DO to protect our own information?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Mm. Honestly, a lot of it comes down to simple habits. Use strong, unique passwords, and don't reuse them across multiple accounts.
Been there, done that. Learn that lesson the hard way.
Enable two-factor authentication whenever possible. It adds an extra layer of security.
Right, like when a website sends you a code to your phone to verify it's really you.
Exactly. And be mindful of what information you share online. Do you really need to share your home address on that social media profile?
Good point.
Little things like that can go a long way in protecting your data.
Okay, so strong passwords, two-factor authentication, being careful about what we share. It's like we're building our own little fortress of digital security.
That's a great way to put it. And remember, the more you understand about these principles, confidentiality, integrity, and availability, the stronger that fortress will be.
I love that. So we've covered a lot of ground here, from confidential whispers to digital fortresses.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
So to wrap up our deep dive into the CIA triad today, I think the biggest takeaway is that this isn't just some abstract tech jargon, right? It's about understanding how our information is protected or not protected in this digital age.
Absolutely. And the more we know, the better equipped we'll be to navigate this world safely and securely.
So true. And on that note, a huge thank you to you for breaking down this complex topic. I feel like I actually understand what the CIA triad is now. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, stay secure out there.